This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, we wanted to spotlight one of the programs we've recently added to the weekend, Our American Stories. And the creator and the genius behind it, Lee Habib, is on with us. Lee, good morning.
Well, thanks for having us, and thanks for carrying us. We're happy to be on the air, and we'll be bringing great stories to your audience for as long as you'll have us.
Well, you know, you've got a long career. You helped launch Laura Ingraham's radio career, Michael Savage. You were a content director for Dennis Prager, worked with Charlie Kirk, and a lot of other things like that. And so I'm curious, let me back up to say, when the show first came out, I get all the typical email you get as a radio program director in News Talk, and I looked at that and went, gosh, that seems really different. There doesn't seem to be much politics to it. It's not a special, you know, we're not talking about lawns and gardens or cars or other typical topics. And but then I realized that it had just really taken off, and started noticing it all over the country. And when we had an opening here, we plugged it in. And I've really found it very enjoyable and very unique for what's on the radio these days. Where'd you get the idea?
Well, you know, I had been a fan of This American Life, but the storytelling always felt, it just felt far to the left. It felt very ideological. It was generally about climate change or something they wanted to fix. And I thought, what would This American Life sound like if the people making it just wanted to celebrate the diversity, the beauty, the richness of America? And the other thing that had been happening is, you know, I was doing all the political shows, but I think sometimes when we're doing the politics so often, we can forget what we agree on. And sometimes we don't know what we agree on because we don't even know the story of George Washington surrendering his commission, or what led to the Gettysburg Address, or how Major League Baseball was integrated, or how a story of a song, like How Did I Will Always Love You Happen from Dolly Parton. So it was just a show born out of curiosity. What would happen if we did a show that was totally different than anything that had ever come down the pike? And that was really it. I've been thinking about this idea of American patriotism, and that, you know, Ronald Reagan's last speech where he said, if we don't remember who we are, we won't know who we'll become. And this is true. And I think so often in the political discourse, I don't like you because you're blue. You don't like me because you're red. And all we're doing is talking about today's events. And I was shocked at how many conservatives didn't know the history of the country, how businesses get started, how Major League Baseball started, how NFL started, the story of NASCAR, which we've done, is one of the funniest, quirkiest, most interesting dimensions of American life and American culture. It's born out of Prohibition, then Prohibition's pulled. It was a bunch of guys running liquor and souping up cars. And then one day Prohibition's left, well, what are we going to do now? We can't run liquor. Oh, I know what we'll do. We bootleggers will form funds, pay off preachers don't know it, to keep blue laws going so they can keep pumping the liquor. And of course, the Baptist preachers in the South didn't know the money was coming from bootleggers. They thought it was coming from a temperance fund. And of course, the people funding it were the bootleggers. And then, you know, these guys kept souping up cars. And then one day, they're like, let's go out into the fields on a Saturday and compete. Because the South didn't have sports, really. They didn't have NFL franchises, baseball, just the Atlanta Braves. And then what do you know? The France family, one family, saw the business idea. And the France family still owns NASCAR. One family brought this great sport to American life. But it started with moonshine, bootlegging, and crazy guys trying to outrun the cops with their illegal liquor.
Wow.
American story. Great American story.
And I didn't know any of that.
Yep.
That is amazing. Now, where do you come up with these ideas? Do people submit them to you? How does it all work?
Well, you know, what we learned, and there's a great essay that Laura and I remembered from the, we put them on this show, it was an essay in New Yorker called The Wisdom of the Crowds. And it turned out that in Who Wants to Be, remember the Regis Philbin where you could go to the audience for the answer, or you could go to the expert for the answer. And it turned out the audiences had the answer better than the guy with the PhD, like 90% of the time. There was a wisdom in the crowds. So I sort of knew as we grew the show, the audience suggestions and the historians writing us would start to write. And we really basically do a really exciting book on tape. But it's not a book on tape because, as you know, from the way we produce it, it's storytelling and it's beginning, middle, and end. It's produced. And what we really wanted to do was make sure that we had the best sports historians, the best music historians, the best military historians. Well, they all start talking to each other. And pretty soon, they're calling us with books that were 20 years old, saying, hey, we want this included. I'll tell you the best part is once this all started to happen, we got the Stephen Ambrose estate. And this is Undaunted Courage. These are some of the greatest books ever. Stephen Ambrose died 20 years ago. But his estate gave us his talks. And there's no better storyteller in America, oral storyteller, not just written, than Stephen Ambrose. We have 11 hours of Stephen Ambrose. And we rotate through the show every year. So, and no one's ever complained that they've heard Undaunted Courage a second time or a third time, because it's as good as Charlie Brown's Christmas. That's how good it is.
Wow.
So, you know, your audience will bump into a story a second time if they listen for a few years, but they'll never complain about it any more than we complain about watching The Office or Seinfeld or our favorite shows a second time, or Shawshank Redemption. Forget it. When that runs, or The Godfather, I'm gone. I'll watch it a 57th time. It just pleased me. And they, you know, that's how a lot of us do things. So the stories come from our audience and from writers commissioning us to do their story and serve their book. And wow, that's what we really want to do. We want to serve the book.
Yeah, boy, fascinating stuff. The first weekend we ran it, I had been out of town early that morning, about an hour north, and was hustling back to make sure all my technical settings were correct, which it all worked. But and then I had time to just sit there and listen. And I was like, wow, this is very different. And for mid-morning on Sunday, it's absolutely perfect.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we do a lot of evenings and I always thought evenings and weekends are where you can. And here's, I think, the other key, you know, the themes in the stories are always overcoming, their hard work, their resilience. God's at the center of like 80% of the stories, because God's in the center of 80% of Americans' lives. We can't take it out because we're doing the stories of these people. Harriet Tubman, huge believer. We have Rosa Parks from the Rosa Parks Museum talking about where she got her courage to get up in that bus. And you're hearing from Rosa Parks herself. And she talked about how she prayed hard so she got the courage to do that and to do it right, to not get mad at the way that she was being mistreated, to love her neighbor as herself. So these are beautiful. These are beautiful things. And what we were doing is reinforcing classic American values and celebrating America. America is the star of the show, not me. And the American people are the star of the show, not me. I'm just like the moderator. That's it.
It is Sunday mornings 9 to 11 now on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. If you haven't checked it out before, make sure and check it out this weekend for Our American Stories. Lee Habib, hope to talk to you again. Thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, thanks for carrying us. We much appreciate it, Kyle.
All right, 8:40 at the morning report.
People ride bikes for any reason.